Say the word smoked fish and most people think silky, pink-colored smoked salmon. But many New Yorkers like meatier-smoked fish, such as local bluefish, monkfish, and mackerel. Alex and Stephanie Villani own Blue Moon Fish and have been selling smoked fish at the city's green markets for more than 15 years. They're here today to talk about locally caught smoked fish. That's for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome back, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Alex, you catch your fish off the North Fork of Long Island. What's good for eating right now? What's running?
There's a lot of flounder right now, flounder roe. We're catching some codfish, monkfish.
Now, I mentioned monkfish as a fish to smoke. Would you would you smoke flounder?
No, I wouldn't. It's kind of a drier fish. You need something a little meatier, a little more oil.
Stephanie, you guys use a hot smoke method on your fish. What's the difference between hot and cold smoked fish?
Well, cold smoking is like the smoked salmon you would get to have on your bagel. That's done with a dry rub of salt and sugar and smoked at a very low temperature for a long time, like 24 hours. The kind that we do is hot smoking, which the fish goes into a brine for 10 to 12 hours, and then I put it in the smoker with apple wood.
So it's really baking it, but with an element of smoke to it? Would that be right to say?
It's got a lot of smoke, yeah.
There's a lot of smoke.
A lot of smoke in it, yeah. Uh-huh.
What's the temperature?
Well, I mean, the fish has to reach 145 and then it's done. I try to get the temperature up. It takes hours to get the fish's temperature to go up. I set my smoker at 250.
And are you doing this with whole fish gutted or are you doing this with fillets?
With both. We do the whiting is gutted and headed, you know, just the body, and the rest are fillets.
So what's your setup like? I'm trying to imagine your smokehouse. Is it a little setup, something you walk in, or is it like a little oven?
Well, it's sort of a big, it looks like a big maybe refrigerator with double doors. And when you open it, it's got several racks. There's a place in the bottom to put logs. I usually use fruit wood, mostly apple wood, sometimes cherry. In the old days, Alex, the first one he built was out of an old refrigerator. And we actually kept the fire going in the bottom the whole day.
You mean where like the vegetable drawers are? You kept it in the bottom there.
Yes, exactly. Wow. There was a hole, and then you made the fire down below. It was really the rustic method.
Yeah.
But it worked.
It worked. Tell me about fishing here in New York, what the conditions are like. How is the health of the Sound?
The stocks have never been better. I mean, every year is better and better. This year, for the first time in the United States, there's not one species of fish that's overfished. So, I mean, they've really come back in a strong way. I don't think people realize that. We have a lot of regulations that limits to what we can catch and what size and
– and when.
And when. And
so what's your favorite smoked fish, Alex?
I think it's still bluefish.
I love bluefish.
Yeah. We use the big ones. We catch in the fall. They're real oily and they just come out really nice.
And even the people who don't care for bluefish, a lot of times I'll let them taste the smoked blue and they find they really like it.
And why is that, you think? What is it that smoking does that changes it?
I don't know. I mean – just gives it a little different flavor. It cuts the flavor. I don't know. I use a little lemon pepper spice.
People say we unblew it.
You unblew it, right. But whatever it is, the process makes it less fishy.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. The second favorite fish has to be eels, and that's another very oily fish.
And one that's often smoked. I love smoked eel sushi.
And apparently that was really big in Long Island. They were known for their smoked eel, but a lot of the older fishermen who used to do that just aren't around anymore.
Anything unique that you like to top your smoked fish with or add with your smoked fish besides cream cheese?
Cream cheese and a bagel?
Yeah.
That's perfect. People ask me how to eat some of the fish, and I say, just eat it and open up a can of beer, and you're done. That's it. You don't need anything else.
Alex and Stephanie Villani own Blue Moon Fish, which is based in eastern Long Island. They can be found Saturdays at the Tribeca and Grand Army Plaza Green Markets and Wednesdays at Union Square. To learn more about smoked fish and to try out a recipe, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about my Last Chance Foods interviews. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.